Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Ross McCorkle. The Pittsburgh Steelers have now added two starting caliber quarterbacks to their roster over the course of the last week. Russell Wilson was signed to be the starter, and with Kenny Pickett off the roster, Justin Fields was brought in to be the backup. Reports indicate that Mike Tomlin made that very clear to both Wilson and Fields when they made the move to trade for him on Saturday evening. Both quarterbacks are currently in the final year of their current contract. Wilson signed just a one-year deal, and Fields is entering the last season of his rookie deal, assuming the Steelers decline his fifth-year option that would be worth nearly $25.67 million for the 2025 season. Reports have already indicated that Russell Wilson and the Steelers have mutual interest in working out an extension sometime in the future, but could they be getting a little ahead of themselves? The best case scenario, if things were to play out ideally, is Justin Fields eventually winning the job and being the future of the team. That's nothing against Wilson, it's just that he is 35 years old and Fields is 25. I mean, he is younger than Kenny Pickett by 9 months. He has the potential to play the next 10 or more years in the league, something that probably can't be said about Wilson. And when Fields was traded for, Bleacher Report's NFL insider Jordan Schultz stated that the Steelers now believe they have two starters at quarterback. There are so many possibilities of how this could play out, and the Steelers have some critical decisions ahead of them in the next year when it comes to the quarterback position. While they are in win-now mode with aging defensive stars, it makes sense to start with Wilson. But it will be fascinating to see the plan, if any, to eventually turn things over to Fields if he chooses to stay next offseason. It'll be the balancing of the short-term and the long-term goals of the team. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Cazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.